to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 5, entitled Go-Getters. This is our instant cast. Gary, tell us what you thought.
I thought it was just okay. That's it. I thought it was just okay. That there was nothing in that episode that stood out to me. Nothing exciting about it. It was just okay.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Like, when I think back to the episode, nothing happened that was like, okay, I didn't like it necessarily at least right now. But nothing stood out that was like, oh, that was amazing. Like, the most amazing thing was Maggie saying, I'm Maggie Reed. Like, you're not going to disrespect me.
Yeah, that's
me.
It. And that couldn't carry the show.
That doesn't carry the show.
It was a lot of suspect things that happened to me.
What do you think? Like what?
Like, you know, we found some skates. Oh, guess what? There's two pair.
Oh, yeah. we're going to have to call bullshit on that. We can probably talk about it more on our full recap. But yeah, that's kind of bullshit. I mean, it was cute, but at the same time, it was like two pairs of skates just sitting there on the side of the road. Not only that,
do you know how much two pairs of skates are worth in a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
You're not going to find two pairs of skates chilling.
Not just chilling right there. And it was not like it was deep in the woods. It was just like thrown right there, right off on the side. Unless it fell out of somebody's car, like early on, or they threw it out there. I don't know, but I thought Jeffrey, or what is his name? No, what is Simon? Negan's right-hand man? I thought he was going to kill Gregory. Like, that kind of is what made me a little bit mad, only because the whole time I'm like, okay, when are you going to kill him? When are you going to kill him? And he never killed him. So that was kind of a disappointment.
For them to make Simon act just like Negan.
Mm-hmm.
How about I say Egan? To make Simon act just like Negan was a disappointment. We already have a Negan.
Yeah,
he tried too hard.
Right, yeah.
That didn't work for me.
Now, I will say I'm excited that Jesus is going to go to the Saviors, and at least now him and Carl know they're both there.
Right.
But I wonder why Sasha doesn't want Maggie to know.
Well, it's obvious. She wants Maggie to get better.
Oh, she doesn't want her, like, stressing or worried about it.
Right.
And then Eden lied. Like, I hate that they lie so much on the show to each other. About small stuff. Well, at first it seemed like a small stuff, but then I realized that Carl went in the van, so I'm like, oh, okay, who knows what they would have did if they found that out. But when she said, did you come here alone? Yes. I was like, if you told Carl you think it's a bad decision, why don't you tell them at least? Because you obviously know it's a bad decision.
Right.
And then when Rick finds out, oh my God, it's going to be crazy.
I don't know. We'll see.
And is it not coming on next week? Because it was like in the week coming up on the weeks ahead of Walking Dead.
Maybe they wanted to show us hope in the trailers because they can't show us next week.
Next week ain't got shit. So they just like, all right, here's the next few weeks.
Next week, no matter what they show us, they show us too much.
Okay. Yeah, it shows the episode on the 27th.
Because I'd rather have that than have that trailer that shows this, shows that. You look at the trailer, you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't show anything. A glimpse of Rick, a glimpse of Carl, a glimpse of Negan. I don't want to see that trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode was just all right. I don't even have nothing else to say, really.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, we saw Michonne give Rick the long kiss, which when it happened, you said, see, she's not so mad at him. They're okay. But I looked at it as the long kiss goodnight. And
maybe that was like their goodbye kiss.
The goodbye kiss. That's how I seen it. And, it felt good to see other people because, you know, I was on Twitter at the time also. And it was good to see other people felt the same way I felt about it. Like, okay, that kiss is the end. The end of Michonne and Rick.
You know, it would be funny now that we're bringing that back up because I forgot about that scene. Is if Michonne is on her way to Negan too. Because you know Michonne, remember when she snuck back in to kill the governor? She went solo on that trip.
Right. And she made it all the way in.
She made it all the way in.
To his bedroom.
And of course she's not going to tell Rick or anybody that
Rick
now.
Rick killed his daughter.
Killed the daughter. Yeah, Rick killed the daughter. Is that when she stabbed him in the eye?
Yep.
Okay. And I don't know. It's a possibility that it would be kind of funny if Michonne, Jesus, and Carl all meet up there. And even maybe Rick. Rick is out on the road scavenging for stuff, and he's like, man, fuck this shit. And then he decides to go up there too.
I don't know. I don't think Rick's going to get to that point this soon. I think he's really scavenging.
Who'd he go with? Oh, he went with Aaron.
Yeah, he went with Aaron.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
I wonder what that combination's going to look like on the road. Because, you know, Aaron's not much of a fighter. But, you know, Aaron has been around. Remember, he was out on his own. Well, he had a partner when he was going to look for people.
Yeah, but he was pretty much on his own.
Right.
So I think Aaron can take care of himself. I wouldn't say he's a non-fighter. He's not on Jesus level, but he's
probably an invisible person.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he said he's been watching Rick's people for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Listening to him, watching them, put water out for them. So, yeah. Aaron's cool. Aaron can...
It's kind of creepy, but yeah.
No, it's very creepy. Oh, I will say, I think the balloons, putting the balloons on the grave, whether it was Abraham or Glenn's grave, it was like, okay, those balloons, they seen you have those balloons now. So if they do come there and they see those graves and someone's like, oh, it's unmarked grave, but they're going to put two and two together. They already are suspicious. So they're going to see these green balloons. And remember that little girl that he taunted for a good 3 minutes in the previous episode had the balloons. They're going to put two and two together.
And know that they're working together?
Yeah. When I saw those balloons, I was like, what the hell? And then it's kind of disgusting. Like, I already talked about those balloons beforehand. Weren't those balloons already blown up? So she let the air out of them, and now she re-blew them up again?
I mean, she had a lot of packs.
Yeah, maybe. No, she didn't she find those balloons? Or did she find a lot of packs? I can't remember, but...
I mean, I guess. I'm just thinking that she's not going to let the air out of a balloon and hold on to it. I think maybe she had a lot of packs. I'm not going to think too hard on it.
And I guess I'll say that's another thing that I just don't like. Like, they keep trying to do these little things that make us remember Glenn. We're not going to all of a sudden forget Glenn. He was here for 7 seasons. So, like, them showing us the watch that was her show.
Well, they're probably trying to make us remember Abraham.
The balloons. They're not trying to make us remember Abraham.
Because, yeah, Sasha said, you know, somebody put balloons on Abraham's grave.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, yeah, Abraham did die.
Then what else did they have that tried to, just Maggie saying her last name is Maggie Ree rather than Maggie Green.
I love that.
It's like these little sentimental. I didn't see anything wrong with that. It's two like sentimental pushes that they're trying to push on us. Like, okay, remember Glenn, remember Glenn. And it's like, I don't need you guys to do that. It's not all of a sudden Glenn just disappeared. And then at the same time, that's just only natural. The show goes on. We're going to forget about the people who died beforehand.
Man, I'm still stealing my feelings over T-Dog.
Man, do not ever bring up T-Dog ever again. Ever.
Why did T-Dog have to die?
Ever. Man, I'll be upset about Tyrese because it's like, how the fuck did he die? But
yeah.
All right, that is it, you guys. That's all we got. That's all we could pull out in these 10 minutes because shit wasn't that exciting. So we will be back. We'll watch the episode again. We'll be back on Wednesday with our full recap and we'll discuss our likes and our dislikes. Let us know what you guys thought of the episode. Maybe you guys caught on to some stuff that we didn't notice. Maybe there's some comic book stuff that we just didn't notice since we don't read the comic book. So hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we'll discuss your feedback on the podcast. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.